So what does it really take for an out-of-shape person to lose over 100 pounds of fat and then run a half marathon? Find out today as we profile a listener who actually did it and did it all the right way. Today on episode 40 of Fat to Fit Radio.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. What's going on this week, Jeff?
Well, it's a super busy time for me. I'm back to school right now. I have more than 170 new students to learn their names right now. That's my biggest concern right now. I'm also teaching phys ed again for the first time in a number of years. So I have two classes of grade nines in physical education. So that's actually quite a different thing for me. I've been a classroom teacher for quite a few years, and to get back into the gym, it's actually fun, to be honest. It doesn't seem like work. So what's new with you, Russ?
Well, first off, do you actually learn 170 names and you will like know them by, say, a month into your classes?
We have parent-teacher interviews in about 4.5-5 weeks, so I have to know them by then. So if I don't want to look really stupid, I have to know their names by then.
Yeah, you know, my wife was a teacher, and she had 30 kids to learn their names. And I thought that was amazing because, you know, given the same amount of time, I would maybe know half. It's not my thing. But what's going on over here? Well, not a lot right now, but the kids' school started, and my oldest, Adam, had his 10-year-old birthday last week. And number one, he got Rock Band, so been rocking out in the family room. It's kind of fun, drums, guitar, and I'm surprisingly good at the singing part, which I did not know. That's fun. But we also took 17 10-plus-year-old kids to the local water park called Wild Rivers, and that was quite an adventure.
That sounds like a good time. Hey, you know, this is show number 40, so did you catch up to 40 pounds of weight loss?
No, not quite. I weighed in this morning 256.8, and that's looks like here by the math on the old show notes that 39.2 pounds have been shed since show number one.
Well, at least you're close. You're maintaining close to the goal here. So in another slightly different topic, we noticed that we were reviewed in theguardian.co.uk, and they did a quick review of Fat to Fit Radio, and there is a great line in here, and I know I laughed so hard when I read this, and I'll just quote the article. Co-host Russ Turley, who sounds endearingly like one of the Muppets.
I got this little Google alert today with this, and I could not, well, number one, I laughed also because the whole thing overall, I mean, it's a very positive review, I think, of the show, but they added the words endearing with Muppet. So, you know, I didn't know what to think about that, but, you know, I enjoy the Muppets. I've always enjoyed the Muppets, and Pigs in Space was always my favorite, you know, little part of the Muppet show.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they actually, when I read this, I was actually, it made me laugh, and I thought, cool that we were reviewed by The Guardian.
All right, now we're going to do a little bit different format for this show. We're going to skip the email section, we're going to skip the web report, because we have a special feature where we have a listener who's lost a lot of weight and had some great successes. He's telling us all about how he did it and how he succeeded.
Yeah, the listener's name is John Sanderson, and if you frequent the forums over at fattofitsupport.com, John's a frequent poster there, and we decided to ask listeners, and this includes you, to create their story to how they lost weight. And John in particular, he had just posted on the forum that he had completed his goal of running a half marathon. So I thought, what better way to start this all off than to ask John to make the first submission?
That's right. He must have spent hours and hours and hours writing out this document that he emailed to us, telling us all about his journey. We did a show probably 20 or 30 shows ago from a person called Zelma, and she lost about 160 pounds, and she told us how she did it. John Sanderson here, this is about a 2.5-year journey. He started out around 300 pounds. He lost over 100 pounds. He got in shape. He got in such good shape that he actually ran a half marathon. And the best part about this is he ends off with 20 things that he learned along this 2.5-year journey, all the things that helped him succeed.
Yeah, so we're going to read from this email, and you can read along. We've also posted it over at the website at fattofitradio.com, and well, let's get into it.
I'm John, and this is a description of a change that took place in my life.
Where I was.
I was fat. I was about an M&M shy of 300 pounds. I had no control over my diet and was doing no exercise whatsoever. I was eating anything I wanted and lots of it. It was all bad. I ate nothing but pizzas, burgers, burritos, etc. I drank lots of beer and soda as well. I played lots of video games, worked on computers, and basically did nothing but sit on my butt.
Because of this lifestyle, I developed high blood pressure, high cholesterol, the beginnings of diabetes, a fatty liver, heart palpitations, and many other things associated with obesity. I believe that my weight also contributed to me suffering from depressive symptoms, anxiety, lack of any self-esteem or respect, poor self-image, and no self-confidence. I was an unhappy person, and I felt like I wasn't useful for anything or to anyone.
It all started for me on January 2, 2006. I'd grown tired of being tired, feeling down, and being unhappy. I knew that my life could be better. I told myself, and so did my doctor, that I needed to make a change or I was going to die a miserable death at an early age. I was in terrible shape and I felt even worse. At the end of 2005, I resolved to lose weight starting January 2, 2006. I couldn't do it for the first. There was too much drink and too much food to eat in celebration of the new year. It was obvious, even to me, that although my resolution had good intentions, it really was only half-hearted at best.
I was a beginner. I knew nothing about weight loss, but I was going to give it a try anyway. I tried all the classic things that we have all heard over the years to drop weight. I reduced fats, reduced calories, ate salads, ate less carbs, walked miles, running was too difficult, lifted weights, etc. I managed to lose about 20 to 25 pounds in about 4 months and was actually feeling a little bit better. I still didn't have my diet and alcohol consumption under control, and I still didn't know anything about how to lose weight, what I should really be eating, or what I should be doing in the gym.
The catalyst. My life changed forever on a Saturday afternoon in April. It was mid-April of 2006, and summer was approaching. The weight was slow to come off, and I was starting to get lazy with my efforts. I kind of expected that I was eventually going to quit and give up at some point. I was just happy that I had lasted as long as I did. I started getting back to my old routines, and I was becoming more sedentary each day. Thankfully, something humiliating happened to me one Saturday in late April.
I went to a cookout over at a friend's place. Prior to my arrival, a couple of guys made a bet about what shirt I would wear over. One bet I would wear a Florida State t-shirt, and the other bet I would wear a New Orleans Saints t-shirt. I arrived at the party a short time later. As I was walking around greeting some of the people that were already there, a girl walks up to me with a smile on her face and looks me dead in the eyes and says, "Hey, John, ha ha ha, I know who won the bet. It's the FSU shirt."
It was at that point that reality started to sink in. I knew what was going on. I was crushed and embarrassed. My self-esteem was already pretty low, but now it was totally in the tank. I felt like I was nothing more than the butt of life's joke. I was upset, and in my mind, I had started blaming the people at the party for my life being in shambles. After the party, I went home and thought about what had happened. I thought about it very deeply. That night, I looked at my pathetic self in the mirror. Bam, out of nowhere, epiphany. I somehow realized that I was the only one on the planet who could have put myself where I was at. It was all me and nobody else.
Although the people at the party didn't realize they were saying it, I totally understood what they were telling me. They were telling me that I didn't care about myself or my appearance, that I was lazy, that I had no self-respect or self-esteem. I told myself that I was better than that, that that wasn't me, that I was going to change and become more like the authentic person on the inside. That joke at the barbecue ignited a huge fire in me that I am still motivated by to this day. Thankfully, because of that bet, my life was about to take a turn for the better.
Completing the goal of the 5K run. A couple of months after getting to my year-end goal weight, I was invited to run in my first 5K. This was an opportunity to test myself and accomplish one of my larger goals. Even though I had been running a while, I was barely beyond the ability to run the 5K mileage. The run was tough. I started out too fast and had to slow down a good bit. I stupidly let other runners set my own pace.
I ended up being passed by people running with baby strollers, by people with dogs, and even by a speed walker. I jogged the entire 5K in about 35 minutes and was hurting at the end. I was tired and winded. I didn't even stay around for the party afterwards. I did, however, feel good about what I had done. It was a major accomplishment, and I was inspired to keep working.
Weight loss goal achieved, and then some. I was always working on my diet and trying to correct things that I was doing wrong. I had hit a plateau during my journey that I couldn't seem to get by and decided that I need to look for ways to change what I was doing. I was browsing the men's health site looking for tips and tricks when I clicked on a link for the ABS diet. I read several of the articles on the site and decided to give the book a try.
I really like what the author said about eating several smaller meals over a day. I decided to incorporate his ideas into my diet and fitness plan. Within a couple of weeks, I was starting to lose a little weight, and I noticed that I was also putting on some muscle. People were really starting to take notice. Using the ideas presented in the book, I was able to hit my target weight of 215 pounds a few days before April 15th, 2007.
Once I hit my goal, however, I felt like there was still some more work to be done. I had a little belly fat, and I thought I could drop another 10 pounds by June. I worked hard exercising and tweaking my diet over the next couple of months and managed to drop down to 205 pounds. I couldn't believe how much I'd lost in little over a year.
Toward the end of June, for various personal reasons, I decided to give up alcohol. Because of this, I was able to lose several more pounds in the next few months. And in the August-September timeframe, I eclipsed the 100 pounds loss barrier. I looked like a totally different guy. People I had known for years didn't even recognize me.
My weight loss was starting to help me in all facets of my life. I was gaining more confidence, self-esteem, self-acceptance, and security. There was a reduction in my blood pressure, cholesterol, and my depressive symptoms. There was also a lowering of my A1C number. I was reversing the diabetic numbers. I was also starting to become more successful with my marriage and my job.
The half marathon. When I finally completed my first 5K run in March of 07, I immediately made a couple of new goals. I had chosen to train and run a 10K on Halloween of the same year. I also decided to make a half marathon run in March of 2008. That was a year away. I knew that these targets were a good distance away and that I would need something to keep me pushing myself in the meantime. Therefore, as a sub-goal, I chose to compete in all of the organized runs that were advertised for my area and in our local paper.
I ran several 5Ks and a couple of 4-plus milers over the spring, summer, and fall. I trained for each and every event as if it was my main goal. During this time, I was able to increase my mileage and speed. By the time the 10K run came, I was pushing the 7-mile barrier. I ended up running the Halloween 10K in a little under an hour. I was elated that I was able to complete the run and finish in that time. I had come a long way from where I started.
After a couple days rest, I began training for the half marathon, slated for March of 2008. I was about 5 months away and I needed to double my longest run in order to complete the half marathon. Over the next couple of months, I ran a lot of miles, but I eased into increasing the mileage. By the end of the year, I had run my first 10-miler. I was running tons of miles and the training was starting to become more and more difficult. I had never put in these kinds of miles and my body was letting me know it. I was starting to have serious thoughts of quitting my attempt. I thought that it might be too extreme for me, that it was beyond my capabilities.
I ended up taking a few days off to rest and to contemplate what the half marathon meant to me. I thought about how I let myself down in the past. I realized that I've often given up and quit on myself. I decided that by quitting, I would only let myself down again. This would do nothing but destroy my self-esteem that I was working to build. I had come a very long way, and I wasn't going to stand for quitting, giving up, or having low self-esteem anymore. I challenged myself to finish my goal and complete the run.
At this point, I was focused only on running. The weights would have to wait. I spent the next few months pushing myself. I pushed myself through lots of aches and pains. In early February, I ran the 13.1 miles that I would need for the half marathon on the treadmill. I was ecstatic. I just knew I had this in the bag. Funny thing, though, for some reason, I had difficulty getting the distance on the pavement. There was just over a week to go before the run. I should have been well into tapering my miles and doing some resting. I still hadn't done the 13.1 miles on the street, and I was getting very concerned.
I finally accomplished the street mileage with exactly 1 week to go before the run. I was physically destroyed and in need of a long rest. Usually, when you do an extremely long run, you need an extended rest period afterward. I was going to try again just a week later. Not to mention that I had to do a few shorter runs over the week to warm up.
I didn't feel all that well the day of the run. I was tired and my body was beaten up. I knew it was going to be rough, but I wasn't about to let myself down. That morning, I thought about all the things that had brought me to this point in my life. I actually wore an FSU football t-shirt under my running shirt as a reminder of where I was at just a year and some odd months back. Those thoughts soon faded as the starting gun sounded. The run was brutal. The road was unlevel at times, and there were many more hills than I had anticipated. I thought I was going to die at the 10-mile barrier.
All of the training was wearing on me, and my body was rebelling. I kept telling myself over and over, there is no quitting. I searched my mind for anything that would give me strength to finish. I thought about my mom and her recent hip replacement surgery. I thought about my dad and his victory over lung cancer. I thought about my wife and how she overcame her addiction to painkillers. I thought about my dreams and aspirations and where I wanted to be. All of those thoughts were screaming perseverance. Because of the strength that I saw in each of these things, I was able to keep pushing myself until I crossed the finish line.
I had completed the run. My body hurt all over. I was wiped out physically, mentally, and emotionally. When I was done and had collected myself, I stood near the finish line for a few moments and looked around at all the people and things that were making up the event. I tried to take in as much as I could. In that instant, everything seemed surreal. It was almost as if I was watching someone else's life unfold. I never dreamed that I would ever put forth the effort to accomplish this task. I was happy.
I have done some things in my life that I am proud of and will never forget, but I feel that the half marathon will always be one of the greatest achievements of my life. To this day, I still look back at that moment and think, wow, I can't believe I did that. After my half marathon, I took nearly a month off from all the training to rest, recover, and heal. I desperately needed it. I gradually returned to running and started doing more cycling to help alleviate the stresses of running.
Currently, I am not training for a specific target. I do, however, have goals for the end of the year and beyond. I do plan to run the Halloween 10K and half marathon again later this year and early next year. I have aspirations of attempting my first marathon sometime in 2009 or 2010, and I'm considering my first triathlon. I'm also working to keep my weight steady, or no more than plus or minus 5 pounds, by the end of the year.
I have maintained my weight for almost a year, and I continue to watch what I eat and exercise regularly. I still read and listen to tons of motivational, inspirational books, tapes, and of course, podcasts. I continue to learn new information and try new things. I often review my completed goals to remind myself where I was and where I want to go.
Forever grateful. Weight loss and fitness have completely changed my life for the better. It has helped me overcome many things that I thought were going to kill me or make me miserable forever. It has given me more self-confidence, self-esteem, and self-respect. It has helped me beat depression, anxiety, and diabetes. It has given me the ability to do things that I never dreamed of doing. I now know that health is the foundation to a happy and successful life. I used to dread what the next day would bring. I now look forward to the changes, challenges, and opportunities that await the days ahead.
And now in summary, John gives us 20 things that he learned throughout his journey. And the first one, find motivation wherever you can and use it any way you can.
Next is, diet does not mean starvation.
Eat several smaller meals a day.
Eat breakfast.
Use the scale as a tool for weight loss, but don't rely on it. The way your clothes fit is a better barometer.
Rest is just as important as exercise.
Listen to what your body is telling you.
Meal planning works.
Celebrate all of life's victories, even the tiny ones.
Never give up.
Fat is not evil.
Carbs are not bad.
You can do anything that you set your mind to.
You are the only one that can put you where you want to be.
Bad diets do not work.
You must educate yourself about what it is that you want to do.
It essentially all boils down to calories in versus calories out.
Weight loss is not about changing your diet. It is about changing your lifestyle.
Set short, mid, and long-range goals.
Figure out what works and what doesn't. Correct your course as needed.
So I must admit, that is really an inspirational story. And I'd really like to thank John Sanderson again for spending all this time and pouring out his heart and thinking back to all of his successes and how he did it. And we're really sure that there's going to be a lot of our listeners who will be inspired and will take things out of this document and apply it to their own lives.
And remember, you can read this whole document from John. It's over at the website on fattofitradio.com.
So Russ, what do you have for a recipe this week?
Well, this one, you know, it's not a particular recipe. I just love a good sandwich. You know, one of the things that in the past when I've gone on diets, you know, you always think, okay, bread is bad. I'm not going to eat bread. And so that just takes out sandwiches. But a good piece of whole wheat bread is an extremely good thing to eat. And slapping some things in between it, you know, it can be part of a healthy diet and part of your weight loss diet as well. So I was over on the Spark People website this week, and they had this link to sandwiches. And there's just a whole list of a bunch of great sandwiches from this. It's actually Spark Recipes, which is the companion to the Spark People website. But so this week, sandwiches are the recipe. And check out all these recipes over there and make yourself a sandwich.
Yeah, this is a great site. I'm just looking at it right now, and there's probably about 100 different sandwiches, and they give the calories, the fat, the protein, the carbs, the fiber for every sandwich. And you can kind of look through the list and see what strikes your fancy and know exactly what you're eating. Looks really good.
Yes, and something else really good, hopefully, is our homework. What is it this week?
Well, the homework this week is inspired by John, and when he's talking about wearing his football jerseys. Now, we all have some fat clothes that we're not comfortable wearing, but we feel that we have to because it's hard to find things that fit sometimes. Now, when people lose weight, they usually keep them around just in case they gain some weight back. I mean, why would you keep your fat clothes, right? So my challenge for you this week is to throw out or donate at least 5 pieces of your fat clothing that you never want to fit back into again. And this also closes some of the doors that maybe your subconscious mind might realize that there's no other clothes for me to fit into if I gain some weight. So that's the homework for this week.
All right. And do we have a quote?
The quote is from Judith Viorst. Strength is the capacity to break a chocolate bar into 4 pieces with your bare hands and then just eat one of the pieces.
That's a great quote. So we want to thank John Sanderson again for creating that great document and send that to us so we could share with you on the website and on this podcast. If you'd like to share your story with us, and we want to hear it about weight loss or a fitness goal that you've accomplished or you're working towards, send that over to podcast@fattofitradio.com. Definitely want to hear that. We definitely want to read it. So send that over. And also, again, that's the email address for comments and suggestions that you have for the show. So be sure to send your emails to podcast@fattofitradio.com. And with that, we're going to call the show. And thank you all for listening and for downloading. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.